Despite official U.S. policy banning women from military jobs that could put them into direct combat, women have increasingly been part of the ground operations and seen fighting in Iraq. A special team of female soldiers has accompanied male troops on patrols and house-to-house searches. Five of these women are sharing their stories in a new documentary film called Lioness.
There's very gray lines because there's no front lines on what women are doing over in Iraq. A lot of people are concerned about women overstepping or going outside of their legal positions on what they can be doing and what roles they're supposed to be fulfilling in the Army. When we go outside of the wire, the enemy doesn't care what gender you are. And everybody runs the same risk of, you know, an IED ambush or small arms ambush. I think my soldiers had a difficult time deciding whether or not they think they should be there, because every unit that goes over there, people are losing people. It's the way of Iraq.
Lioness tells the stories of a group of female soldiers who served in Iraq.
It was a new experience, and there are a lot of things about it that were unexpected.
Daria Summers says she and her co-director, documentary filmmaker Meg McLaughlin, faced some unexpected challenges themselves in producing Lioness.
It took a long time to get the permissions and to find the women who had already returned home, but we were quite persistent and said, you know, this is an important story because it reflects this changing role of women.
Their 90-minute documentary focuses on five female Army support soldiers who were among the first 20 volunteers for a special all-woman team called Lioness. Rainey Ruthig explains they were called upon to help diffuse tensions among Iraqi civilians.
We thought it'd be a base support mission that, you know, food, water, that kind of mission, you know, roads. And the need arose with all male units going out and searching houses looking for intel and such. By laws over there, a male can't touch another man's wife or family, females. They needed a female soldier to look for the information. And so that's actually how the mission started, and we were out there to do house-to-house searches, not to engage in combat, but when combat came, we had to fight.
Eventually, Team Lioness became the first female force in U.S. history to find itself in direct ground combat. Ruthig, a mechanic with the 1st Engineer Battalion, recalls a hunt for insurgents in Ramadi's narrow streets in April of 2004. When the soldiers turned a corner, she says, they were ambushed by hundreds of Iraqis.
We didn't know what was going on. It was nerve-wracking, scary. Everything rolled into one. And I guess the reason we got out of it okay was from the basic training that the military does give us.
The documentary explores how female soldiers cope with the usual demands of military life, especially leaving young children behind, and also the challenges of returning to civilian life.
When I first got home, I realized you have a lot of tension and aggression that you didn't have before. There's a time or two I had to apologize to my daughter because she wanted a bowl of cereal and it didn't fit with what I was doing at that moment. And I probably yelled. I guess I didn't feel I was doing anything right.
It was hard, and it was hard definitely coming back, picking up the mom role after a year of not being a mom and not having to deal with a day-to-day care of a child. I'm married and have a 9-year-old daughter at home. Then she was little. She was only 4.
Ruthig says joining the Army was a life-changing experience.
I joined the Army because I was at a crossroad in my life. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I went walking by in the mall and saw the recruiter office and went in to talk to him. I needed to do something with my life until I figured out what I needed to do. I stayed in because of the people, the sense of duty and honor that you get out of it, and my experiences and everything, I guess it changed me in ways that I could never put into words.
Women have fought for the United States since the birth of the nation. In the Revolutionary War, they volunteered as cooks, nurses, laundresses, and water deliverers. During the two world wars, women expanded their non-combatant roles, including serving as supply clerks, radio operators, transport pilots, and in all aspects of medical care. They continued to serve in these jobs during the Vietnam War. By the 1991 Gulf War, women were serving in almost every position the armed forces offered. And today, the number of women in the U.S. military has grown to 20%. Lioness co-director Daria Summers says new roles for women warriors have brought them closer than ever to the actual battle arena.
We want to put names and faces on the emerging and the changing role that females are playing in the military today in the United States, that they're needed, they're asked to do more, they're asked to do different things, more things than they've ever done unexpectedly than in previous conflicts. So it's good for Americans to know that when our military is asked and put in these situations, that it's not just our sons, it's our daughters too.
Summers says the lionesses displayed strength and courage. She hopes her documentary will bring these women the recognition she says they deserve and focus more attention on the reality of the roles women are playing in the U.S. military today. I'm Faith Lapidus.